people say in the United States that these things can happen here. Mental screening that only took place in the old Soviet Union or communist Vietnam or those places. It's not true. Interested people, especially parents of children, need to be informed about this trend, this movement, this very well-orchestrated movement to have every single child in America from 0 to 18 screened for mental illness, which will then lead to treatment, which then really is another word for drugging. We already know what the pharmaceutical industry is doing in terms of lobbying efforts for this whole program. We know what the psychiatric profession is doing through their lobbyists. So we know all of that. When special interest groups like the pharmaceutical industry, which is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in Washington, when they bring their lobbyists to Washington, they're here for business. They don't come here for philosophy. They don't come here for the good of the country. They don't come here for principle. They come here to make money on their investment. And when they come to Washington with this plan in particular, they see two things, in my view. They see forced new customers, and they see guaranteed payments.